We're Rob.
Rob Farisco of the Far From Vesuvius podcast. That's Rob Pizarro of Calcio Napoli Club. Just rant about Napoli.
We'll just, let's go for it.
We're going to rant. We're going to match report. We're going to talk about the games. We're going to talk about topics. You leave comments and we'll read your comments out, questions.
All right. Quick stats.
Yes. Throw the stats up there. On to a nice little segment that we're going to call the Beast of the Match.
The who is beast in it for the Napoli team? Let's see.
But follow us on Facebook. Raffaele Rispo, Ralph Pizarro, Twitter at RafaNapoli83. That's me.
CNCUSA26.
I want some feedback to the show. What do you guys want to see? What do you want to see more or less of? This is going to be a show for you guys, too. I want a lot of comments.
We want to rant about something. Let us know if you want us to rant about something.
I promise you, we're not going to agree on everything all the time.
We won't.
We're going to yell at each other every now and then.
Come and rant. This is what it's for. We want to give you a space to let loose so you can do it here.
Well, that's going to do it, Ralph. You know, were we boring enough for you?
I don't know. I think we were great.
Let's get to it.
Madonna do Carmen, aiutici tu.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's Rafa Rispo in the house today, flying solo, and we are here live, and we are here to discuss, and I'm sorry, I've lost my voice a little bit because I got to tell you, I've been screaming, you know, the Napoli game, baby. Napoli do defeat Torino 2-1, I'm sorry, 1-0. At the Maradona, still perfect, baby. Napoli 1, Torino 0. Welcome to the Rafa Raf post-match show. Again, I'm flying solo today. I just want to say hey to everybody in the chat. What's going on? I see Pierre Scala was in here a little earlier. Sereno is in here. What's up? Yeah, buffering. We had a little bit. Listen, this is my second time going on my own, so you gotta forgive me a little bit. You know, there's a little bit of kinks I gotta work out. Like I said, Peter Scala was in here before. Ryan Wolf, what's going on? Forza Napoli sempre, si, sempre, sempre, sempre. All right, you guys. So listen, not a lot of music, not a lot of you know, photos to show, but I do want to go over the starting lineup today. Another 4-3-3. Ospina does get in net today amidst the rumors that Medet was going to get the start. Didn't happen. Spalletti went with Ospina, and Footmob gave Ospina man of the match, and you know what? Probably well-deserved. Came in very clutch. The usual four-man backline of Di Lorenzo, Ramani, Koulibaly, and Mario Rui. Anguissa, Fabian Zielinski, Politano, Osimhen, and Insigne. You know, obviously, Osimhen gets the goal in the 80th minute. Big time goal. Osimhen, just amazing, amazing. Insigne with the penalty miss in the first half, which was quite annoying, but what are you going to do? And then the bench. We went to the bench. We brought in Chucky Lozano in the 59th minute, along with Elma, which brought in Lozano for Politano, actually, like I said, in the 59th minute. Then we brought Elmas and Mertens in for Zielinski and Insigne. And then Juan Jesus comes in for Lozano in the 89th minute. Very, very controversial, I would say, maybe a just questionable from Spalletti. I guess we all had questions to ask about that, but it turns out, as far as reports go, the way things look, it looks like it was just a situational change, like a tactical switch. And you know, Lozano was the guy to come out, and he wasn't very happy with it. But we'll talk about that. Forza Napoli, Robert Rubinho, what's going on, my man? How are you? Thank you for joining us. Don't forget, everybody, to like, subscribe, follow, you know, rate, comment, question, everything, do everything. But yeah, so, you know, I guess I'll go through the stats really quick as well. You know, looks like we had, 10 total shots to their 11, surprisingly. We had 8 created chances, and they had 10. 2 big chances for us, 2 for them. Pass success was 78-74. Us, fouls conceded. We only conceded 6 fouls. They conceded 20. That's the power of us, like drawing fouls, man. We no better team in the league, if you ask me. 3 corners for us, 4 for them. 2 offsides, 3 for them. One of the offsides was Di Lorenzo getting his goal disallowed in the second half as well by like a fraction, just a shoulder offside. But like I said, 10 shots for us and 6 for them. 3 on target for us, 3 for them. 1 block shot, 3 for them. 1 shot hits the woodwork for us. That was Lozano in the second half after he came in. Lenya Napoli, hashtag Lenya Napoli. That's the 3rd one this season, according to my count. But yeah, so that pretty much is it. I mean, we had the we had pretty much nothing to worry. I wouldn't say nothing to worry about. Torino was kind of giving us a bit of a tough time. You know, we were trying to progress in the final third, and it just wasn't happening. Ospina came up big for us. You know, let's talk about things. And I'm going to rely on the fans watching right now to come at me in the comments, and we'll take it from there because I'm by myself. And I kind of need some help, guys. So Pasquale Napolitano, what's up, buddy? Forza Napoli. We got Peter Scala saying, I don't like that they do not show the VAR review in live time anymore. Yeah. You know, I feel like it's something that they don't normally do, actually. Like every now and then you'll see the replays come in from, you know, from the studio. But this was ridiculous. I think in a situation like this, especially where there's a goal scored, you know, you should be showing that replay. They only really show it when the ref goes to VAR, goes to the screen himself. And honestly, I feel like in a situation like this, he should have gone. I mean, it was rightfully called offside. When you go by the book, yes, the shoulder's a playable part of the body. And he, you could see on the stills, he was offside. But what are you going to do, man? It's all good. Luigi Petzella, what's up, my friend? He says Lozano should have stayed on and replaced any other player that was out there for a longer time. I would be pissed also if I was Chucky. Dude, I get it. I understand. I get his frustration as well. But when he comes back to the sidelines and talks to Spalletti about it, and if Spalletti really did make a tactical switch, which when you think about it makes sense. I mean, if you're going to put Juan Jesus in and then move to a back line of 5, which I believe is what they did, it makes a little sense to get rid of a winger. And in my estimation, Chucky Lozano is not the strongest of defenders. You know, like when it comes back to defending, he doesn't do it that well. You know, he's more of an offensive style player, which is fine. But I mean, I tell you what, I guarantee you, if he scores that second goal, if he hit instead of hitting the post, he stays in the match. He doesn't come out. But you know, Spalletti sees there's gonna be 6 minutes of injury time, and Torino are still pressing and getting set pieces. And you know, set pieces have been an issue for us this season. I mean, we've only given up 3 goals in the league, a couple in 5 in the Europa League, but most of the goals we've given up are from set pieces or derived from set pieces. So, you know, and a couple of mistakes. So I understand. Plus, if you think about Lozano starting in the Europa League, then fine, come out and just sit. I mean, I understand. I get it. Trust me. I get it. You come in the 59th and you're like, oh, you know, playing, you're getting warm and you get pulled out. There was only a minute left of regulation. I get his frustration, but he should never have left and went to the dressing room and abandoned the team when they celebrated in front of the home crowd. No, there are paying fans coming to see you play, Chucky Lozano. You go out there with your club. He's the only player that didn't show up. Yes, fucking Goulam was out there. Excuse my language. Goulam was out there with them celebrating. He hasn't seen the pitch all season. Come on. You know, Juan Jesus, he's what, 10 minutes all year? Come on. You got to go out there and be with your team. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. I love Chucky Lozano, but that's my opinion. Brian Woods says, Peter, it's Mike from Adolfo's. so Brian Woods is your Elias, so you're Mike. Okay, so Mike, Brian, Rodolfo Woods. That's what we'll call you, I guess, now. Matteo Casale, felt good to see Napoli play again. I was itching for Serie A during the break. Me too. As much as I don't mind the international breaks, I mean, a lot of people are, you know, and I'm one of them. I'm itching for Napoli by the end of it. But I don't mind the international breaks as long as nobody gets hurt. You know, that's my thing. But, you know, listen, that's part of football. That's what it is, you know. What are you going to do? I'm very happy we're back, though. Now it's going to be overload because we got Thursday. We got Lega on Thursday. Then we are away to Roma, who dropped another one today to Juve, 1-0. Moise Keane in the first half, 16th minute. So I'll run over the table soon. But, yeah, it did feel good. It felt really good. Peter Scala says, hey, Mike, Forza Napoli, Forza Napoli. There's a whole – hey, you guys must really know each other. Tell Dad what's going on. Gilly Bop, disrespect Chucky. Gilberto, you know how I feel about that, man. You got to be – we texted each other, you know. You got to be on the pitch, bro. You got to be with your team when you celebrate. It's all, you know, you're a team. Your team. I know he's mad. Take it out on the manager in the back. Be mad in the dude. How many times Insigne get mad at the manager? Even last season, sometimes once this season, but he still stayed on the field, man. He still stayed on the field with the team. Like, it's not disrespecting Chucky if he tells him what's going on, and you got to buy his job. Spalletti's job is for the players to buy into the plan, to the project. He's going to start in Europa League. It's going to happen. He's going to get the start. I mean, unless he pissed Spalletti off today and doesn't do it anymore. That's it, you know. Peter says, I give Chucky a pass for being pissed. I think it's a non-issue. Mike, Brian, Woods, our defense is solid. Di Lorenzo, Ramani have really improved. They did look shaky in the last 10 minutes. You know, I mean, I would say fatigue. We just got back to playing. I mean, Di Lorenzo did play every game, in both games, for Italy. Ramani too. But listen, Torino was playing. Hey, nobody said Torino was going to be a walk in the park. You know, a handful of people who said it wrongfully. You know, we beat a Juric team, which we couldn't do last season. So they're going to give us the business for sure. You know what I mean? It's just the way it is, Peter. It's kind of weird to see Juve win, and it helps us. I can get used to this. It's funny because I was watching the match at the shop, guys. This is why I decided to go later today. You know, Dom from Napoli Talk, he does his thing right after the match. I think that's cool. Everybody goes to watch him, and that's fine. You know what I mean? Get the technical aspect out of it. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch after this. I got the house to myself, no kids, no lady. It's going to be great. So I'll throw him up on the TV and watch, you know, with a beer. Actually, speaking of beer, hold on, guys. Got him. All right. This beer I have right here is called Rhodes Mary's Baby. Rhodes Mary's Baby. My mom's name is Rosemary. My fiance thought it'd be fun. It's pretty good beer. It's a pumpkin ale. First really cool weather today in New York. It's been 70-something, 60-something, 70-something. Today was very cool. So I'm going to have a nice little sip of this beer with my Raff and Raff mug. Oh, Bizarro, dove sta? Good stuff, man. But yeah, so we were watching the game at the shop, right? We closed the shop at 2. So one thing I said to Dan, my cousin Dan, right? And by the way, Gilberto works with me, guys. Gilberto is one of our barbers. This guy right here, disrespecting Chucky. Cruz Azul, Mexico, Barcelona, Napoli. Loves those teams. Those are his loves. But he's a Chucky guy, obviously, and he's upset. But you know what? I mean, rightfully so, like I said. But anyway, getting back to being at the shop watching the match, it's funny because I said to my cousin, I said, isn't it nice to watch a match like this and not have to, like, worry about it? It's just kind of like, you know, you're just kind of taking it in and You're not like cheering one way or the other. You never want Juventus to win, obviously. A win did help us because Roma is further behind us. Now we can beat them, and we've just gained 6 points on them, you know? But even if Juve had lost, I mean, you never want Juve to win. But again, any situation, any result helped us out with that match, you know, and obviously with Inter losing, awesome. Milan are on our coattails. So this is how it's going to be this season, guys. It's going to be great. Let's move on. Oh, there's Bizarro. What's up, my friend? Insigne was visibly upset when subbed, but was all smiles when the team won. Hey, so rumor has it that Insigne was pissed at Lozano for leaving the pitch and told him not to go anywhere, and he still left. So, I mean, listen, you disrespect your manager and your captain. It's never a good thing. Never a good thing. Sorry, I dropped my phone. I got to check things out. Never a good thing. Never a good thing. I mean, I'm confident that Chucky can get back into, Chucky will be fine. Everything will be fine. We have to stick together, guys. We can't let this get to us at all. Can't let it get to us. If we do, then it will start crumbling. But that's what I'm saying. You know, you stick with your teammates, man, and take it out on the manager later. You know what I mean? I can appreciate why he was upset, you know, and he did came close to scoring, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I get it. Brian Mike says, feels good to have depth. I can get used to that. Luigi, what part of New York am I in? I'm in Saratoga Springs. Actually, I live in a town called Ballston Spa, New York. I'm like right outside of Saratoga Springs, New York, 3 hours from the city, about 30 minutes from Albany. That's where I'm at, Luigi. Where you at? Mama's in the house. Love the beer. Love you guys. Thank you, Ma. I love you too. Yeah, Allie found it and was like, oh, you should try this. This is fun. It is fun. Bizarro. Lorenzo has been great on the field, but Spalletti has to have that convo with him about the PKs 100%. Guys, tell me what you think. Penalty kicks. Osimhen, should we let one of the defenders take it? Should we let Dries take it from now on? I mean, Dries isn't on the field all the time. Maybe Zielinski. What do you think, guys? I say Osimhen all the way. I think Insigne, what he should do is be the bigger person and the captain. And just take it away, just for now. Practice them on the sidelines, or not on the sidelines, but you know what I mean. Practice them on the training ground, and give it away. Give it away to Osimhen. Just do it. Just do it. Got to do it. I think it makes the most sense at this point. You can't go from missing five in your career to this season missing 3 out of 5. That's, I mean, maybe even if there's a 4 out of 5. No, I think it was. I think it's been 3 out of 5, but the point is this: it's got to stop. It's got to stop. We have to. He. It's in his head at this point, and you know. Peter agrees. Raf, nice to watch a post game rant on the go. Yes, don't drive in Raf though. Please wait for that. Wait for that audio. Wait for that audio on the Far From Vesuvius, Brooklyn. What's up, Luigi? Pete says Chito or Fabian. Yeah, you know, Fabian. Fabian's a good shout. I mean, listen, he's a regular starter. He could start. He could take the penalties. I don't have a problem with that. I think he'd be a great penalty taker. I think he'd be a la Jorginho penalty taker. Why not? Why not? Right? Why not? Spalletti said the Insigne has the next one, then Lorenzo, and then the captain. Matteo Casale. Yeah, you know what, Matteo? I did see that. I think I did see that. But I mean, if I'm Insigne, I'm just gonna let someone else take the next one. But at the same time, you gotta, to get out of the funk, you gotta score. You gotta get over it and man up and just bury those shots. He just has to. Enough of this little rinky dink shots, you know, can't do it anymore. He's not a Jorginho. Insigne is not. So just shoot the way you used to shoot. He could do it. He'll be all right. He's shown a lot of maturity, guys. He really has. Because this, he'd be crying at the end of it, and you know, normally. And I think he's really showing a lot of maturity at this point. Sean Sullivan, my man. Forza Napoli sempre. Maybe a Victor Zielinski duo? Possibly. Cheetos too part-time. I think give it to Osimhen. Fabian for sure. Lorenzo needs a break. I think someone else should take it, but I don't know if Spalletti will make a switch. Peter, yeah, you're right. But guys, let's talk a little bit about, you know, let's talk a little bit about our beast of the match, guys. Hit me up in the comments. Tell me who you think your beast is. I honestly had a difficult time coming up with this one today. flying solo. I did not ask Raf about it. I was, you know, busy doing other things. But I came up with one. But tell me, who do you think? Who do you think is our beast of the match? Give it to me in the chat. Napoli again, like I said, we win 1-0 to Torino. And before I read the beast of the match, actually, I'll go over the standings and our situation. But I have Peter that says Koulibaly. I have Mike Simi who says Osimhen. I got Bizzaro saying Koulibaly or Osimhen, Politano or Koulibaly. You know what? Screw it. Why don't we go for it? Beast of the match. Guys, I told you this would take me a second. All right, you guys ready? Yeah, boy. Come on. Come on, guys. Kalidou Koulibaly, beast of the season for me. And I tell you what, I think he's having the best season of his career so far. Hands down, best season of his career. Kalidou Koulibaly, beast of the match. I mean, he almost scored again today. He almost scored another goal. He doesn't quit. His defensive contribution to this team is just ridiculous. And you know what? Yes, we will miss him. We will miss him very much over the break, over the AFCON. Gonna miss him. But he just, for me, Koulibaly was just, I mean, you know, he wears that armband too when Insigne comes out. And I just think, you know, if it wasn't for Insigne being a Napolitan, being the senior on the team, I feel like Koulibaly should be the captain, man. I just do. If you ask me, he is the captain of this squad. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This guy has just been phenomenal. Phenomenal. There was that one ball where he took it from Belotti. I mean, it had turned out to be an offside anyway, but he took it from Belotti. I was just like, look at that. With ease, just with ease. In front of every shot. Coming at you. Directing that defense. Pushing up forward. Getting back when he has to. I don't know how many times Torino had breakaways in the first half where they had to get back, and he always got back. Always. It's just, I mean, listen, you know, Politano was a good shout. Osimhen, of course, was a good shout. I mean, heck, I man of the match for me was Ospina, like Foot Mob gave him. And for me, it was between him and Osimhen, really. I mean, him and Koulibaly. It was between Ospina and Koulibaly for me. But yeah, I mean, just fantastic. Just fantastic. He's got another yellow card today. He's got to watch the yellow cards because sooner or later he's going to get suspended, which would suck. You know, thankfully he's playing against Roma. It's going to be him against Roma. But Petzella says he always is. Without him, defense will not be the same at all, or def will not be the same. Def, defense, whatever. Mike Brian Woods. When Gattuso was coach, K2 used to bomb upfield like a forward. I hated that. But this season, he's always in position, and he's a threat on set pieces. The thing is that he's up forward, too, this season. He's getting back. And yes, he's a threat on set pieces. We've been doing well on set pieces this season. Mike Simi, to be honest, I think all three are leaders. They don't need an armband. Yeah, you're right. Koulibaly lights out. Lights out, Rafa. Julian Mertens, honorary Napolitans. That's true. Guys, let's talk about Ospina real quick, though. I mean, props to Koulibaly. He went out to, with Senegal and cemented his place in the final round of the World Cup qualifying. You know, that was great. But let's talk about, there was something I wanted to share with you guys. Hang on. There was something I wanted to share with you guys. You guys have to see this. Just Before I go to Ospina, take a look at this. Take a look at this. Take a look at this. Just look at those ups. You want to talk about Ronaldo having ups? Look at this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This guy will be Cristiano Ronaldo in a couple years. Mark my words. Whether he's with Napoli or not, he's going to be Ronaldo. Who said it? Darren Gardner, my former FFV buddy. He said it. How much this guy reminds him of Edinson Cavani. And I told Oma Akatugba in my first interview with him on FFV, do you think you can compare him to Cavani a bit? And he said, yeah, he's more like a, you know, his idols are Sam Eto'o and Drogba. But I see Cavani in this kid. I mean, and even more, Cavani used to come back too, though, man. This guy is just MVP for me. MVP of the season, MVP so far. You know, what are we, 8 games in? So 9. So after, in between the Napoli and Roma, in between the Roma and Bologna match, the next 2 Serie A matches, we're a quarter of the way in the season. And for me, he gets the MVP of the quarter season. For sure. 100%. He doesn't quit. He doesn't quit. You know, he just doesn't give up. He doesn't give up on the ball. He doesn't quit. This is funny because I saw Chiesa in the Euros and with Juve too, Chiesa. You can see how much he runs at every ball. He doesn't quit. He's urging his players on. Tammy Abraham too in this Roma match too. Same thing. Urging the players on. And Osimhen is the same. Osimhen does the same thing. For me, and you saw Spalletti won manager of September. That's cool. But yeah, man. Guys, I just appreciate this team and this player so much. I really do. But again, more appreciation, and I don't have a graphic for him, but Ospina. I mean, first, did you see his orange and black kit? I mean, fire. The fire kit. That's the real, I mean, you know, you got a black and red kit for Halloween, and you got an orange and black goalkeeper kit. Come on, that's so hot. That's so hot, guys. That's my opinion. So hot. Tomorrow's rant, we're going to try to get a kit guy on. He's a big fan of Napoli kits, but he's not a big fan of the EA7. I'm going to see if he's available. So no guarantees, but just a little bit of a, a little bit of a look into the future for tomorrow. But Ospina, guys, what a game today. What a game. Solid. So many great saves. And I don't know if you guys heard, but I put the preview out on the Far From Vesuvius podcast. I put the preview out. David Ospina played in all 3 Colombia matches. 0-0. 0-0, 0-0, 0-0. 3 straight 0-0s. And the second game was against Brazil, where he was named man of the match in that match too. The guy hasn't given up a goal. I mean, what has he given up? 2 goals all season? Unbelievable. He's just, I mean, there's no question anymore. It's Ospina. I mean, as much as we all love Medet because he's Italian and because he's young, future of the club, yada, yada. I'm sorry, Ospina is light years ahead of Medet right now. I'm going to take a swig to that. Light years. Ospina was massive today, Sean. Brian goes, Ospina is better than Medet, better than Chesney. Chesney had a penalty save today. Vertu saved it. Tammy Abraham wanted to take it, but Vertu said, get out of here. And Chesney saved it. Peter Scala, me and Gaetano were talking today about how he might jump higher than CR7. Yeah, man. Osimhen, definitely. So that one goal against Leicester City, I believe it was four inches or 4 centimeters. I think it was 4 centimeters. He was 4 centimeters away from tying that. I believe that was a record too. I think that hang time was a record, but He's faster. We're talking about Osimhen now. He's faster and stronger than Cavani, but Cavani was a monster at finding the back of the net. That's right. Hey, Osimhen's 22. He's gonna be 23 soon. Give him time. He'll get there. Still the leading goal scorer in Serie A, I believe. Don't hold me to that. We'll check it. Michael Simi says Davies as well. Yes. Oh my gosh. Imagine having Alphonso Davies on this team. Now, again, I think Mario Rui is great. He had a good game, but I'd take Alphonso Davies any day. Any day. Peter Scala, the biggest difference between him this year and last year, he doesn't stop fighting. At least last year he complained a lot. Yeah, I think he starts to get to the spot where he wants to complain, and then he kind of like pulls back. You saw today him getting a little frustrated, but then saying, "Oh, hold on." All right, so the Ospina talk. Tony chimes in. Tony Cesar, ¿cómo estás? He says Meta is a great goalie, but I feel so much more comfortable when Ospina is in goal. Yeah. Again, I don't dislike Meta. Trust me, I think he's a fine keeper. But when Ospina's in net, it's just very safe. And I know. I know. He's had his howlers before too. That Lazio goal. I mean, from a couple seasons ago, that was bad. But every keeper goes through that. He's been so solid for Napoli. So solid. Mike Simi goes, try for Napoli talk more often. You guys did well together. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dom. Dom's a good dude. He's a good dude. He's very thorough. And yeah, I like him. We complement each other well. That's a good idea. I'll ask him. I'll see what he wants to do. Peter says, I'm still a medic guy, but it would be crazy not to go with the hot hand. Ospina has been lights out. I mean, Peter Scala, when are you going to admit that Napoli are going to win the Scudetto? You were on here last week saying, nah. Listen, if we beat Roma, it's happening. I'm telling you right now, it's happening. Mike Simi asks me if I consider selling Medet and getting an experienced backup to Ospina. Possibly. The thing is how much longer is Ospina going to be with us? I mean, we've said this about how almost everybody this season, though. Like, you know, not just this season, on this team. Oh, you know, this will be his last year. We're going to sell him for sure. Who knows? But, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that. As a matter of fact, I think I'd rather that than selling Ospina. You could still get a pretty penny for Medet, even though we spent quite a bit on him. You could still get a pretty penny for Medet, get somebody a little experienced. Why not? I'm in on that notion. I would do that. Brian says that he thinks Dom lives in the UK. He's asleep by now. He does. He lives in England. He might be asleep by now. He works, and he did his show earlier. So check it out. Dom at Napoli Talk. Look for it on YouTube. Check it out. I said it in the chat. Peter, if they beat Roma, I'm on the bandwagon. Well, same here, buddy. Same here. Well, you guys, I'm gonna run through the standings really quick. And then if there's anything else you guys want to chat about real fast, put it in the comments section and I'll address it. But let's go. Napoli, perfect. 8-0. 19-4, 3 against. The goal differential of 16. 24 points. First place, perfect. Roma next. Matter of fact, going to look at their next few matches. We got Legia Warsaw on Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern. We got Roma in Olimpico at 12 o'clock noon on Sunday again. Then Thursday, Napoli-Bologna at the Maradona, 2:45. You can be sure that we'll be here for post-matches on that. I believe we can make the – I think Ralph will be able to – I mean, for Roma next week, hopefully he can make it. Otherwise, I go solo. It's all good. But for sure, we'll be here tomorrow. We'll be able to talk more about it tomorrow. But, yeah, so we got Legia, then Roma, then Bologna, then Salernitana away on Halloween at 1 o'clock p.m. I believe that's when daylight savings is in Europe, in Italy anyway. And then a couple days after that, Legia again is time in Poland, 1:45. And then the November 7th, Sunday at 12 again, Napoli against Verona. And then the last international break of 2021 in November. So these are big matches. You got Roma, Bologna, Salernitana, Verona. So hopefully we can stay perfect through all that. But if we have to drop points, I'm okay with dropping points to Roma, but we have to win all the other matches. I know Bologna is a tough team. You know, Bologna is a very tough team. I think they won again today. Very tough. But we're at the Maradona. We should be able to do it. So I put the phone down again. Here. Napoli in first with 24. Milan right behind them. 7 wins, 1 draw, 22. So they're the only other unbeaten team in Serie A. But we are 2 points ahead of them. And then it drops off, guys. Inter in third with 17. We are 7 points clear of third place, Inter. 9 points clear, fourth place, Roma. 15 points they have. Lazio in fifth with 14. Atalanta and Juventus also with 14. Fiorentina 12, Bologna 12, Udinese 9, Empoli 9, Torino 8, Hellas Verona 8, Sassuolo 8, Spezia 7, Samp 6, Genoa Cagliari 6, Venezia 5, Salernitana 4. Guys, Napoli is in first place, and our only competition looks like it's Milan. Unbelievable. Can you say Napoli's record again? I'll never get tired of hearing it. Yes, 8 wins, no losses, no draws. Now, Napoli have officially, you can officially call Napoli the best team in Europe right now. They're the only 100% team in top 5 leagues, and they've actually tied PSG's mark, because PSG lost their match, but they lost in the 9th match. PSG were 8 wins straight as well. So now we have not only tied our best start, which was 17-18. Don't forget we went 14 matches unbeaten there too. But 8 wins straight there. But we've also tied PSG for best start of the season. One more win, and we've had the best start of any team in 21-22 in the top 5 leagues. We just have to turn it on in the Europa League, guys. I fully believe Mertens is going to play in the Europa League. I believe Meret's going to get the start there too. I have a feeling it's going to be Ramani Manolas if Manolas' injury isn't all that bad. Give Koulibaly a little bit of a break. We might see Petagna. We might see some significant turnaround, considering we do have Roma on Sunday. But regardless, we have to beat Legia Warsaw. Legia Warsaw is six points from 6. They lead the group, but they're beatable. They barely beat Spartak. They did beat Leicester pretty handily, but we have a Polish client that comes into our shop. He's a big Lech Poznan fan. He hates Legia Warsaw. But he, you know, and we can read stats and look at standings and look at these things all day and see how much they, you know, they're in 15th, whatever. He said that they're dreadful. He watches the Polish league. He said they're dreadful. Dreadful. If we don't beat them twice, he said then we're definitely not going for the Europa League. Which I don't agree with. I think we should go for all of it. You guys know how I feel about it. You guys are here with me every week. You know how I feel about it. 100%. But yeah, hey, I think Elmas should start too. Let's go over it. Let's go over it. Sean says that he thinks Elmas should start Thursday. So who should start Thursday? So I'm thinking I'm thinking Medet gets the start. Malqui possibly. On the right, I mean, Di Lorenzo, on the left, Di Lorenzo is going to start on the right. It's just the way it is. He's the starter. He's going to, and that's it. So I go Di Lorenzo and Ramani. I'll say Ramani and Manolas if Manolas is back to normal, but it'll be Ramani Koulibaly if not, and then Malqui. In the midfield should be Elmas. Deme, I would give Deme. Maybe go Elmas Demme in the double pivot and then have Mertens as the number 10. I don't see why not. Hell, Lobotka might be better by then. And then I would go, considering the situation with Chucky and Spalletti, we'll see. But I would go Chucky, Osimhen, and Insigne. That's what I would do. You know? Hopefully you get a couple of good goals to start off. Hopefully it's not in 7 seconds again. Because when we score like that early, we never win. Never. I mean, the last two matches anyway, we've come back to bite us in the ass. So hopefully we can get two goals early. But yeah, I mean, I think those players that I mentioned needs some minutes, exactly like what Peter said here. Lobo and Demme need minutes. I wouldn't be against starting Petagna also again. Listen, the truth is that we have to rotate. We have to. Like at this point, being 8 wins from 8, going into Roma, and then a potential banana skin against Bologna. I think we have to. Yeah. I mean, Sessa says Malqui is hurt. This is something new. I didn't know that. I didn't know Malqui's hurt. All right. So then never mind Malqui. Mario Rui. The truth is, though, that we need wins in the Europa League. So, I mean, I'm for the rotation, but I'm for getting a win in the Europa League, too. So whatever we have to do to get it. Listen, guys, Spalletti knows what to do. Spalletti is the guy. He knows what to do. We can speculate all we want. He knows what to do. Right, guys, listen, I'm going to head out now. It's been 40 minutes, and I really appreciate each and every one of you that have been watching me talk to myself. Well, I'm talking to you guys, but talk by myself to you guys throughout the show. Again, Ralph Pizarro couldn't be here today. Had some prior engagements, prior things going on. Ooh, Zach R Duo. I just want to put you on here and shout you out, dude. Can't play Rui. He's got a match ban. True. Wow. Okay. This. Hey, good pickup, Zach. But this presents an issue. Before I go, let's talk about it. So Mario Rui is banned for this match coming up. And that means Juan Jesus might be getting a start. I mean, think about that. Now, does Juan Jesus play on the left with Di Lorenzo and our center back duo of Rahmani and Koulibaly? If Manolas is healthy, do you put Manolas in the middle and save Koulibaly? I don't think so. I think Koulibaly needs to play. I'm sorry to say that. I think he needs to play as much as he can. But very good pickup there, Zach. I'll shout you out again. Welcome to the show. I don't know how long you've been here, but I appreciate you coming in. Can't play Marie. He has a match ban. Forgot all about that. All right, guys. I'm out of here. Give me a Forza Napoli in the chat, guys. Hit me up. Hit me up with Forza Napoli. We do it again, guys. We win again. Listen, I'm so excited about this season. I just hope we can hang in there the whole season. It's such a long season. I know we're almost a quarter of the way through it, but we have to stay composed. We do. As fans, as the team, you know, again, like I said, hopefully Lozano can really work that stuff out with Spalletti. But we are 8-0 regardless, guys. Give me a Forza Napoli. Forza Napoli sempre. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Sullivan, I appreciate you. Mike Brian Woods, whatever your name is. Zach, Forza Napoli sempre. Peter, Forza Napoli 8-0. Perfect. All right, you guys. Be sure to check out tomorrow. Ralph and I will be back around 7 o'clock. For the Raf and Raf rant normal Monday show. I am going to try to have a kit guy. I'll reach out to him, see if he's good. But we want to talk about the kits tomorrow. We want to talk about the special editions, the EA versus Coppa, you know, Emporio Armani versus Coppa. Obviously, we're going to talk about other things too. There's a lot of news going on around the team. We'll leave that for Ralph Pizarro to come up with. But also, again, like I said, Thursday, Napoli-Legia Warsaw at the Maradona. Need to win that. I will be here with a post-match after that one. Be sure to check out Far From Vesuvius and everything I'm doing over there. Very good stuff. I like the segment that I do, Frenemies, where I get fans and creators of every opponent that we have, and we talk to them, interview them, get their pick their brain. You know, hey, listen, we've been doing it, and we're 8-0, so I got to keep the train rolling, baby. That's my Napolitano superstition. But guys, again, grazie. 1-0 Napoli. Forza Napoli sempre. Ciao, ciao. Ciao for now, boys and girls.